It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by All Energy Solar, a full-service solar installer in the Twin Ports. Joining us on the phone this morning is Stephen Lorber, and he is the program manager for Season Success, the Lincoln Park Farmers Market. And it's so good to know that we're not done with farmers market season quite yet here in the Twin Ports. Hey, Stephen, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Nice to have you along. So let's give folks a little bit of background about the Lincoln Park Farmers Market, because in a sense, it's not just a, hey, isn't it cool to have locally grown stuff farmers market? It came out of a real need in that part of our community.
Yeah, that's right. So the Lincoln Park Farmers Market started 6 years ago, and it was in response to a health survey that was conducted in where we found out that there was a 10-year less life expectancy of people living in Lincoln Park compared to other neighborhoods in Duluth. And so much of that discrepancy in health was attributed to lack of healthy foods and diets, right? And so there's another survey put out, and the community wanted three main things. They wanted more growing space, they wanted a farmer's market, and they wanted a grocery store. And so part of this Fair Food Access campaign, which we were a part of, which included a bunch of different nonprofit organizations, we were able to deliver on more growing space and the farmer's market. And so the farmer's market is what we took on. And in order to do that, we went through all these hoops and whatnot, and so we finally started the market, and the focus of it is to make it accessible for people who can't necessarily usually afford fresh fruits and vegetables, especially local fresh fruits and vegetables. So, yeah, we have EBT match programs. We have a pop club for kids, which allows kids to get $4 free for fruits and vegetables each week, and all of our vendors are on board with it, and everyone at the market accepts EBT for their products.
The idea of a food desert is one that that is still kind of unfamiliar to some people. But there were some grocery stores, of course, in the West End that closed. And when people don't have transportation, it's really hard to get to a grocery store. Or if you've ever been that person trying to wrestle, you know, like five huge bags of groceries onto the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Transportation can be a huge issue. So what were folks doing when they didn't have a grocery store or a farmer's market to access? Where were they getting their food?
Right. So everyone in Lincoln Park lives either 2.5 to 3.5 miles away from a grocery store. And the USDA food desert is defined by living more than a mile from a grocery store. So people beforehand would take all these different bus lines to try to get out to the Super One, or if they could, they get up on top of the hill to go to the various grocery stores. But even then, there wasn't a direct bus line that led from Lincoln Park to a grocery store. So part of the Fair Food Access campaign was also recognizing that transportation is such a key issue in accessing local healthy foods. And so there's an effort push they could coordinated with the city, and they were able to get a bus line coming from Lincoln Park to stopping at the Whole Foods Co-op and also the Super One on the west side.
Which is fabulous. Well, and before that, folks had to go to convenience stores. And the convenience stores, of course, there's a reason they call them convenient, because you can walk in and you can buy all the chocolate you can eat, which is not a bad thing necessarily, unless that's the only thing that you have access to. And obviously, growing kids need different sorts of stuff like that. The farmers market also has cooking demonstrations. And this is not necessarily, you know, how to prepare a four-course French cuisine. How do the cooking demonstrations fit into your mission?
Definitely, yeah. It's getting people familiar and comfortable using the products that they're buying at the market, right? A lot of folks, there's things that you have never seen before. You're not really sure what to do with it. A lot of times there's a lack of skill in the kitchen, understanding like, okay, I brought this beautiful squash home. How do I prepare it? What are the different things that I can do? How do I save it in my refrigerator? How do I save it in my cupboard? So people will have the co-op right now. They're giving food demonstrations once a month, and they're just giving a demonstration about a simple meal that you can whip together really quick. It's convenient, and then it can often be found with most of the produce that's found at the market. And so they give a simple overview. All you have to do is come to the market. They set up right inside the community center, right behind the market, and they have free samples for everybody, and it's pretty straightforward from there.
You know, kids, there was a program a few years back, I know when my daughter was in grade school, where they got a a little coupon or something that they could redeem for a piece of fresh fruit once a month or something like that. And it was a chance for children who are adventurous, like my daughter, to try strange and exotic fruits, perhaps, that she'd never seen before. But kids don't have the same kind of preconceptions that some adults and some morning show hosts do about vegetables and fresh fruits. They're just ready to dive in and, oh, I'll give that a try for the most part.
What do you see
about how is this farmer's market different? You know, a lot of people love to go to a farmer's market, but you're set up in a community that really said, we need this. It's not just that we want this. We really need this. What's it like on farmer's market days?
I mean, it's a complete transformation of this space. The community is really, they have bought into it. And they're dedicated to it. They show up every week, rain or shine. I mean, it's been pouring. We've had committed customers come out and buy. And they just consistently tell me how important this is for injecting more fresh foods into their diet and how that they can't necessarily make it up on top of the hill. They can't make it out west for whatever reason. We have a lot of busy lives, right? And that it's right there in the neighborhood. It's a short, quick walk away. And then now, what you were saying earlier about the children, we have this thing called the Power of Produce Club, which is, we call it short, POP Club. And anyone under 18 can come and get $4 to spend on fruits and vegetables each week. And so that's bringing at least $8 a kid into the household if you go to both of our markets, because we operate in the hillside as well. Back into the home for fresh food for kids to eat for during school or during summers or snacks or whatever.
Oh, that's fantastic. So what happens in the wintertime then? Where do folks, how are you trying to help folks meet those needs for fresh fruits and vegetables when it's not farmers market season?
Yeah, that's a great question. So that was what we were asking ourselves for a couple of years, seeing, okay, what happens? The farmers market season here is so short. Growing season here is even shorter. And how do we extend this access point to folks in the community for a longer period of time? And so as a program, we grow on just over an acre of land out in Esco, and we grow mainly storage crops, so potatoes, squash, onions, carrots, beets, things that we can store in our coolers for months. And we just started opening this deep winter greenhouse, which will be growing fresh greens, so kale, spinach, lettuce, collards, throughout the winter as well. And that we're going to be selling at our winter farmers market that we just started last year. It runs every first and third Thursday throughout the winter, starting November 1st until about mid-March. And so that can be found in Lincoln Park at the Harrison Community Center.
Fantastic. Stephen, there's so much great stuff going on in that community. And obviously, it's half people that are willing to provide the service and half the community that's willing to support it. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
I really appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Stephen Lorber, our guest this morning. He's the program manager for Season Success, the Lincoln Park Farmers Market. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.